we go. Number one, soak your feet in or your hands in a bucket of cool water or a big pot. You might also want to put some ice cubes in there. In the similar vein, number two, you might want to fill a bath with cool water and stand or sit or lie in it. Or you might want to take a cool shower and wait to dry off before you do. You know, you can pretend to be like an air-chilled chicken, like what I do, and pretend that I've become morbidly a slaughtered chicken that has become air-chilled. I don't know, it makes the dread a little bit more fun. Okay, number three, because water cools as it evaporates, you can wet a towel or cloth and drape it over your neck or your head, shoulders, wrists, anywhere really, even in the back of your knees. That's really helpful, and it helps you cool down a little bit. You can also, number four, use a spray bottle and spritz with water or something like unsweetened mint tea. You can do this near a fan or breeze, and it feels quite nice. When you wake up in the morning and before your day gets started, Ellen Forney encourages you to, number five, close your shades before the sun streams in, especially if you have south and west facing windows, which I'm sure we all do. So that is really helpful as well. If you have a downstairs that you can access, then number six, Ellen suggests to go downstairs and just take a camp chair and chill there. Number seven, try to keep lights and electronics off if you're not going to use them. Especially keep your refrigerator door closed. It will generate more heat the longer that you leave it open. And please, please don't use your oven. It is hot stuff. Number eight, in the same vein as knowing that water cools as it evaporates, you can try to sleep with a damp towel or a sheet draped over you. Make sure it has been wrung out. This is especially helpful if you, like me, have a lot of trouble falling asleep during the heat and also staying asleep. Finally, try to stay hydrated throughout the day. Avoid drinking things that have alcohol in them, such as beer, and also avoid drinking coffee, as those two things are dehydrating agents, entities, or whatever they are. But water is going to be very, very helpful for you during this time. So those are some tips and tricks for you to attempt to stay kind of cool during this heat wave, especially if you don't have air conditioning. Speaking of staying cool and cooling off, you know, when is a great moment of the day during the heat waves is when the sun goes down. And this is a song celebrating that. Not really celebrating, actually. I think the song is quite sad. This is Hannah Jadagu with Sundown. I'm really good at making transitions this week. Enjoy!
Stay. take me home, show me where we broke. Oh, this summer knows just how close we close. Only for me, hold my coat. Tell me why you go. It's just sometimes.
This is Bird Note. I'm J. Drew Lanham, an ornithologist, naturalist, and writer. Names are important as they help us tell one thing from the next. My name is Drew. What's yours? Easy enough. Birds aren't so simple, or rather, we've complicated things that could be simpler. Take my grandmother Mamatha's redbirds. They became northern cardinals and Cardinalis cardinalis as I learned more about proper scientific nomenclature. But some days, even with lots of degrees attached to my name, they are redbirds again. And so on, with yellow-billed cuckoos back to rain crows calling out before a storm. Great-horned owls back to cat owls because of those feather tufts that look like ears. And juncos that arrive in the fall back to snowbirds. In other words, my grandmother had her own ornithology, her own names for birds. I have mine. Each of us can build our own ornithology and our personal names for these creatures. Keep it simple. What stands out to you about these birds? Once you have a name that means something to you, you'll never forget it. For Bird Note, I'm J. Drew Lanham.
Lovely little birding tip for you there from Bird Note. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Before the PSA, you heard Bloomsday, newest from them, with Night Swim. I really did feel, when I first listened to that song, like, oh, it might be, you know, a short little instrumental piece, but the feeling that it evokes and the imagery really does feel kind of like it's a summer's night and you're just taking a dip at the local watering hole or wherever it is, with someone who maybe, you know, you're having like a little like summer fling with, or like, you know, some friends or something like that. Very nice, lovely piece there. Before you heard the song of the season, Summer, by Busty and the Bass, because it is indeed summer. And we're going to head into more summery-ish music now with some funky tunes. Here is Clay and Friends with Kokomo.
Mattress on the floor, thin lines, all she ever know. King size, she can be my queen. She hums all in melody.
Planes, trains, automobiles. Let me tell you how the Kokomo feels. Planes, trains, automobiles. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I know, I play hard to get. I'm so easy to lose.
The Kokomo feels. Planes, trains, automobiles. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She rode like a paradise. Devil, don't come in disguise. Don't speak your language, but you no ways put my mouth to use. Oh, I know I play hard to get. I'm so easy to lose. I'm a runaway.
Shower. Don't wanna meet padre, I'll be back in an hour. 4 years later, dial the same digits. You wrote last summer all over my plane tickets. Liar, liar, pants on fuego. Your heart says yes, but your head says
cocoa moves. We let me paint strains, automobiles. Yeah, 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 yeah. Paint strains, automobiles. Let me tell you how the cocoa moves. Paint strains, automobiles. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm never there when you call. I'm never on time.
Let me. floating.
Back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Don't Wake Me Up by more VanCon icons, Dasi. Before that, you heard new music from Kelly Sway, Superstar. That was my little cheat for you in there, because that newest from Kelly Sway is actually very dancey, very fun. But I feel like also still kind of goes with the theme of it being sort of like a mellow song for the summer. We are hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're still interested in participating in Typically Tuesdays Pride Summer or Pride Special Program this year and being featured on a radio program that will be airing in August, in which I highlight how queer folks are showing up in solidarity with other queer folks and two-spirit people, and how they're showing up in solidarity with other oppressed folks during times of global crises and moral panic, is the light way of putting it. Then the form to for you to complete the prompt is still open. You can find it on my Instagram page at Typically Tuesdays, and if you just go to the link in the bio, you'll be able to find the Google form. And of course, again, if you are straight, cis, and allosexual, you don't identify as LGBTQ+ and or two-spirit, that's okay. You can really help me out by sharing the word with your LGBTQ+ and or two-spirit friends, family, and loved ones. And I would thank you from the bottom of my heart forever if you do. And if you also share the good word about Typically Tuesdays. More information, again, is in the form. So go on over to Typically Tuesdays on Instagram and check it out in the link in my profile. One last song for you today. A little bit kind of like, definitely like, wow, it's nighttime. And also, it's time to get introspective. Maybe about what I'm grateful for in life. Maybe I'm going to have an existential crisis. I will let you guess which part of the spectrum I lean into with those two things when I have lacked sleep for 3+ days during a heat wave. But it's a really good song, and I hope you like it. Final track for you here on Typically Tuesdays today. This is Munya with Tonight Tonight. And I'll talk to you very soon.